Their absences are so very palpable this time of year. The loved ones we've lost, our grandfathers, our aunts, our children, who would be sitting with us, holding our hands, embracing us. This year, my stepmother will be missed. She died last spring after a short battle with brain cancer. She was young, 73. Her parents lived into their 90s. Why shouldn't she? 30-plus years ago, Diane moved into the house across the street from where we lived, my four siblings and our recently divorced father. Then, she moved into our house. We doubled overnight, from 5 kids to 10, all close in age, most within a year, some the same ages, others with the same names. We were teenagers, all volatile emotions, competing needs, rebelling. In her presence, though, it seemed we didn't yell so loud. We were nicer rather than meaner. She turned us into the respectful sons and daughters, brothers and sisters that we knew we were. At Christmas time, she had one rule. Wait as each family member opened his or her gift before beginning yourself. Around the room we went. It took us to New Year's. When I heard about her terminal diagnosis last winter, I called her. "You're at the center of our family," I said. "How are you doing?" "Everyone thinks I'm on my way out," she said. "But I'm just sitting here living one day at a time. That's all we have, you know." She was gone less than 2 months later. 10 years earlier, my baby sister, Diane's stepdaughter, died in a car accident. Melanie Ann was 35. She was an artist, a wife, and a mother to 2 beautiful children. As a family, we couldn't fathom the purpose of such a loss. Diane told us that God had a plan for our sister, a higher purpose that we knew nothing about but had to throw our faith into. At the time, I found that impossible to believe. And yet there was faithful Diane, bawling her eyes out with the rest of us. Diane, who continued believing in a higher order about which she knew absolutely nothing. This past April, I had to tell my 11-year-old daughter that Diane had just died. She asked me why God always takes the good ones. It was more of a statement than a question. By that time, I'd come to accept that faith is less about belief than about embracing all that is before us every day. Our health, our homes, those whose hands we can still hold, and who we can still draw so very close.